We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
It is another day of free agency, and the Bills made a big splash with three signings on the second day of free agency on Wednesday. Joining us in studio, one of the signings, offensive lineman Chris Williams. Good evening, Chris. Thanks for being with us here. We appreciate it tonight.
Glad to be here. Very excited.
Now, thanks to the weather, or maybe not so much thanks to the weather, you got to stick around another day. Tell me how the last couple of days have gone for you here in Buffalo.
Oh, it's been great. Been eating a lot, which is great, and just kind of enjoying downtown in the snow and just getting to know everybody, getting to know Coach Morris and Coach Marone.
How did they get you in here? When did the Bills first make contact? Did free agency open on at 4 o'clock on Tuesday?
Yeah, you know, they had that tampering period,
right,
and we spoke
weekend
with them then, and then they kind of contacted me, wanted me to come in, and we flew in, what was that, Tuesday night, and got the deal done.
Got the deal done Tuesday night or early yesterday, Wednesday?
Yeah, signed the deal yesterday.
Okay, yep. And then you couldn't get out, right, because of the snowstorm.
Right.
Are you all right with that?
Yeah, it's fine. I went to Tempo last night, had a great meal, and I'm just enjoying the city.
Did you, when you came in, had you ever seen, I don't want to focus on weather exclusively here, but have you ever seen that much snow, like in one day that you saw here yesterday?
I have seen that much snow, strange enough. We had a blizzard in Chicago a couple years ago, and it was pretty nuts, but it was coming down, man, and there's some big snow drifts. So it was, you know, the bow was making me a little nervous driving.
Yeah, I bet. Tough day to get around yesterday. And you mentioned to me before, you live in Nashville, and it hasn't just been Buffalo. It's been a tough winter even down south in Nashville.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, if we get a threat of snow, they shut down all the schools and everything pretty much. So it's been – the kids have had a lot of days off from school, let's say.
We're with Chris Williams, the new offensive lineman for the Buffalo Bills, the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. Let's talk about your career at Vanderbilt, Chris. Obviously, in a program that, you know, has some ups and downs, you managed to stand out to become a first-round draft pick by Chicago, huh?
Yes, sir. I just, you know, I had a good career there, playing against the best guys in the SEC. So I had a good career, and Chicago gave me an opportunity.
And tell me about the years with the Bears in Chicago. You come in as a first-rounder. Mm-hmm. They probably expect immediate production, I would think, right?
Right, right. And then I had a back injury my rookie year, and, you know, that kind of slowed me down. Then played some right tackle, left tackle, guard. I played a little bit everywhere. We had some coaching changes on offense, and then ended up in St. Louis for the last year and a half. And now I'm here in Buffalo. So,
what? How are you different as a player now than you were when you came into the league? What have these last several years with the Bears and the Rams meant to you?
I learned how to be a pro. You know, it's tough learning how this game works and what you need to do. Personally, like, you have to learn your body and learn what you need to do to get yourself prepared for training camp and ultimately the season. So I learned how to deal with that. You know, Chicago, we went deep into the playoffs, made the NFC Championship game, and learning how to prepare to play deep into the playoffs and play in the winter and play in the cold. So I've just learned a lot about myself and about the game and what you need to do as an offensive lineman to be successful.
Chris, was there any game that you played in Chicago that you think was a standout game for you, maybe your favorite game or your most memorable game with the Bears?
Probably my most memorable game would be I think it was like one of my first starts at left tackle against Jared Allen. It was cold. It was fun. It was a fun game to play. And then the NFC Championship game, which we lost. But we won. We beat Seattle in the playoffs at home, which was a fun game as well.
So. Yeah. What was it like going up against Jared Allen? What makes him so difficult to handle?
He's big. You know, he's big and fast. So when you got a guy that's big and fast and is real crafty, he knows how to use his hands real well. And you can tell he studies a lot of tape and kind of dissects players, so he's a good player.
And this is when Chicago had you outside at left tackle, right?
Yeah.
How long did you play out there?
I played out there for about almost a whole season, yep.
And then you moved inside to guard?
I moved inside, yeah.
What was that move all about? Who explained that to you? Who told you about this is why we're doing this?
That move was about beginning of 2009. Was that? No, 2010 would have been. We had a bunch of guys, like tackles and things like that. And so I got dinged in Dallas, and I came out and had to sit for a couple of weeks. And then when I came back, he was like, well, we feel like you're the best guy to move inside. Like, we feel like you got the best tools to be able to move inside. You know, whether or not it was a permanent move, they weren't sure, you know, but they were like, for now, in this point in the season, because our other guard needed to have surgery on his knee, and he was going to be out a couple. So like, we would plug in a guard, less moving parts, and kind of went in and, you know, been there since.
Are you more comfortable at guard than you were outside at tackle?
I am now. At that point, I wasn't. You know, when I first moved inside, it was like a train wreck. It was just rough, you know, just trying to get used to the bigger guys and getting your feet in the ground. But after a while, I got settled in, and I started to enjoy it, and it's been fun.
People talk about, you know, tackle, maybe even especially back then, left tackle as being out on an island. Inside, don't things happen quicker? I mean, it's a lot quicker right off the snap, right?
Happen a lot faster. And your elite players inside, like the guys you have here, you know, Darius and Kyle and stuff, those guys are so quick. You know, they're quick and explosive and powerful. So everything's happening all of a sudden. So, you know, you have to be real disciplined in what you're doing.
Chris, did they ask you much to pull, to run much in the offensive scheme you had at Chicago or St.
Yeah.
Louis?
Yeah, with Chicago, you know, we had Matt Forte. So we ran a ton of outside zone, and we were pulling. I mean, we were pulling counter pulls, trap. I mean, we did all kinds of. I've pretty much done every pull you can do, I believe.
Is that something you're comfortable with?
Yeah, I love pulling. It's fun. You know, it gives you a chance to get leverage on guys. And with the backs like they have here, I'm sure we'll be doing plenty of it.
We're with Chris Williams, the brand-new Bills offensive lineman, the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. Since you've been here, I know you can't meet and talk football with the coaches, but you probably at least had meets and greets with the offensive line coach Pat Morris and head coach Doug Marone so far, right?
Yeah, I have. I had a chance to meet Coach Morris back when I was doing my draft interview, so I remember him, and he's fun to be around, and I got the chance to talk with Coach Marone. And having the offensive line guys, the head coach, is just unbelievable. I'm really excited about it. I've only had defensive head coaches, so it's going to be fun.
Yeah, who'd you have? Lovey and Jeff Fisher.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, a couple of guys who are defensive specialists. You're right. One thing about Marone, he probably already told you this. Based on last year, his first year here, he spent a significant portion of practice time working with O-linemen. He told you that, right?
Oh, yeah. He told me I can expect him to be down working drills and things like that. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, he turns his cap around with the bill on the back and gets right down there in the trenches with the guys. That's okay, I guess, to know the offensive or the head coach cares that much about the O-line.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's once you're an O-line coach, I feel like you're always one. And, you know, you always want to be in the room and around the guys. So it's just jumping in. It's probably, I'm sure Coach Morris loves it because, you know, it's another helping hand. So 10, 12 guys out there. So you got to everybody gets good coaching, you know.
What do you know about this group? I mean, the Bills have a pretty good center, Eric Wood. They have Cordy Glenn over at left tackle, a young guy who's pretty good. What do you know about this group, and what do you anticipate from this group?
I actually saw him a lot on tape last year. We had a lot of the same common opponents, and I know Wood's a good player. And we had a guy in St. Louis, Harvey Dahl, who knew Pierce, the right
Eric
tackle.
Pierce, yep.
And so they had known of these guys, and Cordy Glenn, we have the same agent. So I know these guys. Eric Woods already reached out to me with Strange Tech, so I'm excited about meeting the guys for sure.
Have the coaches here, and again, you haven't talked football with them, but have they given you a sense of where they are looking at you? Are they talking about left guard in particular for you?
Yeah, I believe that's what they're talking about.
And what, competing, or here's the starting job, or how, where is that so far?
I don't know. Haven't, you know, got that length yet. You know, like we want to come in and play left guard, so that's what I plan on doing.
And were you left guard in St. Louis and at the end of Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about, if you would, the difference between some of those offensive line positions. Is left guard different than right guard typically in most offensive systems?
It can be, depending on what type of offense you're running. You know, a lot of times, you know, traditionally the right side would be your more your power side,
strong
and
side.
Your left guard would be the pulling side type of deal. But we did a little bit of everything, and I played right guard and right there. I play all five technically, so I can, you know, I played all of them.
What was it about coming here that appealed to you when you came here on Tuesday night? What were you thinking about as you flew here on Tuesday night?
I just was thinking about the opportunity, and I've played in Buffalo a couple times. I know the fans are great, and I was like, it's a chance to come play in front of a great crowd and just get wins. I know the team is really good, really talented team, and I feel like we're going to be a contender for a Super Bowl. So just wanted to come in and be a part of that. And if they felt like I could help them win, I was excited to do it.
And after these first few days here, being a little bit snowbound, you know the restaurants are pretty good too.
Oh, yeah, the restaurants are great.
Chris, good luck to you. Thank you very much for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Chris Williams, the Bills' new offensive lineman, signed to a free agent contract on Wednesday. It is the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.